A Quasar Shedding Its Dust Cocoon at Redshift 2, by Weimin Yi et al. We present the first near-IR spectroscopy and joint analyses of multi-wavelength observations for SDSS J082747.14+425241.1, a dust-reddened, weak broad emission line quasar, WLQ, undergoing a remarkable broad absorption line, BAL, transformation. The systemic redshift is more precisely measured to be ZE equals 2.070 plus or minus 0.001 using H-beta compared to ZE equals 2.040 plus or minus 0.003 using from the literature, signifying an extreme blue shift of 2140 plus or minus 530 relative to H-beta. Using the H-beta-based single epoch scaling relation with a systematic uncertainty of 0.3 dex, its black hole, BH, mass and Eddington ratio are estimated to be MBH approximately 6.1 times 10 to the 8 msunin lambda ed approximately 0.71, indicative of being in a rapidly accreting phase. Our investigations confirm the WLQ nature and the lobal transformation, along with a factor of 2 increase in the plus emission strength and a decrease of 0.1 in E, BV, over 2 decades. The kinetic power of this lobal wind at R approximately 15% from its BH is estimated to be approximately 43% of the Eddington luminosity, sufficient for quasar feedback upon its host galaxy, albeit with an order of magnitude uncertainty. This quasar provides a clear example of the long-sought scenario where lobal quasars are surrounded by dust cocoons, and wide-angle nuclear winds play a key role in the transition for red quasars evolving into the commonly seen blue quasars. This was A Quasar Shedding Its Dust Cocoon at Redshift 2, by Weimin Yi et al.